Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And of course, friends, you're watching Studio Classroom as we are back for the second day of this month's travel article.
We are traveling once again to the Baltic states, specifically the countries of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
Right, these are not large countries, but there are interesting things to see and do there. Let's figure out what else we can find out in the quiet beauty of the Baltics.
The quiet beauty of the Baltics. Beyond nature, the Baltics have many cultural highlights, such as Latvia's flag, one of the oldest in the world. In Lithuania, the Hill of Crosses stands as a symbol of faith and history. Estonia is one of the world's most digital countries. People can vote online, pay taxes online, and start businesses online. It's often called e-Estonia.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 highlight 这个名词，意思是最精彩的部分或是亮点。譬如 the highlight of the concert was when everyone sang together loudly during the final song. 音乐会的高潮是在唱最后一首歌时，大家都一起大声合唱。Highlight 也可以当作动词，意思是强调或是使突出，或是用荧光笔标记。譬如 the teacher used a bright pen to highlight important points on the whiteboard so students could review key ideas later. 老师用一支鲜艳的笔在白板上标出重点，让学生之后能复习关键概念。Highlight 字尾加上 er, highlighter 就是指荧光笔。譬如 Emily used a yellow highlighter to mark useful information in her notes and help her remember important details before the exam. Emily 用黄色荧光笔在笔记中标记有用的资讯，以便在考试前记住重要的细节。
Well, we already know that we can go outside in the Baltic states and have a great adventure. Today, let's find out what else we can see.
We are going beyond nature, things that are other than nature that we can see. That's what beyond means, friends. It means further than or more than.
Yeah, that might be physically. You could say the view goes beyond the hills. You can see things that are further away. Or in this case, it's more of a concept.
That's right. You could say we're going to go beyond what we knew before and learn something new. In our article, we see this word in a sentence. Beyond nature, the Baltics have many cultural highlights, such as Latvia's flag,one of the oldest in the world.
All right, so this might not be a big tourist destination you're going to, but it is an interesting thing to learn. This is one of the oldest flags in the world.
Very interesting. We read on here, in Lithuania, the Hill of Crosses stands as a symbol of faith and history.I'm assuming, Garrett, that the Hill of Crosses is a location.
I would imagine so. A hill maybe with crosses on it.
Yeah, maybe. And we hear here that it is a symbol. It is something that represents an idea.
Okay, like for example, in many cultures, a white dove is a symbol of peace.
So in Lithuania, this Hill of Crosses is a symbol of faith and history. Estonia is one of the world's most digital countries. I had no idea.
I did know that. There are a lot of technology startups that have come from this country. Their economy is doing pretty well, and people can vote online, pay taxes online, and start businesses online.
This is pretty impressive, and we find out because of this, this country does have a nickname. It's often called E-Estonia.
E-Estonia, of course, E meaning electronic, and coming before a lot of these kinds of tech names. Now, there is one technology company, Anne-Marie, I am sure you're aware of, that comes from Estonia.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about Skype.
Oh.
It's not quite as popular these days, but it did come from there.
Skype was something that was really popular when I moved overseas for the first time. It's how I kept in touch with my family and friends. So it's very interesting for me to learn that this company came from Estonia.
Thank you, Estonia. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's jump into our next reading.
The Quiet Beauty of the Baltics. Although the country's capitals have a lot in common, they do differ. Tallinn, Estonia, feels like a storybook by the sea. Its old town is filled with cobblestone streets, tall church towers, and walls that date back hundreds of years. It's one of Europe's best-preserved medieval cities. Riga, Latvia, is the largest Baltic capital and has a lively artistic spirit. The city is famous for its beautiful buildings with curved shapes and detailed designs on their walls, giving the feeling of an outdoor art museum.
Emily has an artistic flair that is reflected in her choice of hairstyle, clothing, and accessories. Emily 很有艺术天分，这反映在她对发型、服装和配件的选择上。副词是 artistically， 意思是艺术的、美观的。譬如David arranged the flowers artistically on the table to create a display that would beautify the simple dining room. David 将鲜花精心布置在桌上，为这间单调的餐厅营造了美感。与 artistic 相关的名词 artistry 是指艺术技巧或是艺术性。譬如 Lily's artistry revealed itself in how she used colors and shapesto make her drawings look beautiful. Lily 的艺术才能体现在她知道如何运用色彩和形状来让自己的画作很美丽。
The Baltic countries, or Baltic states, are often talked about as a group, but it is important to remember that each of these is a unique country.
All right, we read here, although the country's capitals have a lot in common,They do differ. And we see an example of that here in this next sentence.
Yes, we do. In Tallinn, Estonia, it feels like a storybook by the sea.
Okay, Tallinn is the first capital we're taking a look at. And we see here that it feels like a storybook. When we say this, we mean that something feels like a fairy tale. It is very charming.
Here's another example.I walked into a village that looked storybook perfect.
And it seems like Tallinn has some separate areas that we are going to take a look at. One of them is called Old Town. Its Old Town is filled with cobblestone streets, tall church towers, and walls that date back hundreds of years.
All right, so there's a lot of history there. And in many old towns or old cities in Europe,you will find cobblestone streets. These are streets made with many round stones.
Let's use that word cobblestone in a sentence. Please walk on the cobblestone path, not in the grass.
Now, walking on a cobblestone path or street can feel historic and charming, but it's not always the most comfortable on your feet.
No, it's not. Usually when I think of a sidewalk, I'm thinking of something made of concrete that's been smoothed over on the top. If something's made of cobblestone, you have to be really careful what kind of shoes you wear to walk on it.
Yeah, or I've had the experience of dragging a suitcase on a cobblestone street and had the wheels just fall apart.
I bet that was a pretty loud experience as well.
That is very true. But it is charming. You can find it in Tallinn's Old Town. You can also see that it's one of Europe's best preserved medieval cities.
The word preserved is a great one for you to know, friends. If something is preserved, that means it's been kept in its original condition.
For example, the old town in the city has been well preserved. Now, this isn't true for all medieval cities in Europe or in other places. Sometimes old buildings are torn down to build big, fancy, modern ones. But in some places like this, the old is preserved.
All right. Well, we have talked a lot about Tallinn, and now we are going to talk about another capital city, Riga.
All right. Riga is the capital of Latvia. It's the largest Baltic capital and has a lively artistic spirit.
We read on here, the city is famous for its beautiful buildings with curved shapes and detailed designs on their walls. Let's stop there for a moment and take a look at this word, curved.
All right, if something is curved, it's bent. It was maybe a straight line and now it is round, or it's just made to be round.
That's right. For example, you might say the road is curved. Be careful, you might not be able to see incoming traffic.
Absolutely. And friends, I would totally recommend looking online at these buildings from Riga. They are beautiful and come in many different colors.
It sounds like it is a really beautiful place, since our article says it gives the feel of an outdoor art museum.
It sounds pretty nice. All right, friends, we're almost there. We have a little more to talk about, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The phrase, date back. Last week, I found an old coin in my parents' garage. I thought it looked mysterious, so I took it to an expert. It turns out it dates back to the 1920s. That phrase, date back, means something started or began a long time ago. We use it to talk about how old something is or when it first appeared. For example, this old castle dates back to the year 1400. It is more than 600 years old. Or the tradition of making paper lanterns dates back hundreds of years in many countries. Here are other good ways to talk about things that have been around for a long time. Go back to is very similar and often used for origins. For example, the history of chocolate goes back to the ancient Maya people. Have a long history is a simple way of saying something is very old. For example, tea drinking has a long history in China and Japan. Trace its roots to means we can find the beginning in a certain time or place. For example, the Olympic Games trace their roots to ancient Greece. I like learning about things that date back many centuries. It makes me feel connected to people who lived long before me. Old traditions and objects have so many interesting stories to tell. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The quiet beauty of the Baltics. Packed with small squares and colorful buildings, Vilnius, Lithuania's old town, is full of history and charm, The city's delicious food is not expensive. Try Lithuania's most famous dish, big potato dumplings stuffed with meat or cheese, topped with sour cream and bacon. Though small, the Baltic states leave a big impression with their storybook cities, natural beauty, and appealing culture.
Mike made a good impression on the manager by speaking clearly, showing confidence, and answering every question carefully during the interview. Mike 在面试中口齿清晰，展现自信，并仔细回答每个问题，给经理留下了良好的印象。Impression 字尾改为 IVE 就变成形容词 ，impressive 意思是令人印象深刻的，了不起的。譬如The tall building looked impressive at night, standing out among the others with its bright lights. 这栋高楼在夜晚显得格外壮观，明亮的灯光在众多建筑中格外醒目。Impressive 字尾加上 ly 就是副词 impressively， 意思是令人印象深刻的。譬如 She sang so impressively.That tourists and locals alike stopped and listened to the entire song. 她的歌声十分动人，以至于游客和当地人都停下来聆听了整首歌。 OK, 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里。 I'll see you next time.
Remember, friends, there are three Baltic countries. We've talked about a couple of their capital cities so far, like Tallinn in Estonia and Riga in Latvia. Let's move on to the last one.
The last one is called Vilnius, friends, and we read all about it right here. Packed with small squares and colorful buildings, Vilnius, Lithuania's old town, is full of history and charm.I feel like this describes a lot of European cities, Garrett.
Yeah, definitely. Not every single one, but definitely a lot more than in the US where we are from.
Yeah, there is a lot of history there. The cities have been around for hundreds of years sometimes. So, of course, that does make them feel very charming.
Yeah. We see the city's delicious food is not expensive.That is a good thing to hear if you want to travel there.
It definitely is great to hear. Sometimes I don't want to travel because things seem expensive, but if food is not too expensive, it will make me want to eat and try even more. We learn about Lithuania's most famous dish here, big potato dumplings stuffed with meat.Or cheese.
Mmm, sounds so good, and it's topped with sour cream and bacon. Now, let's describe these things a bit more. They are stuffed. If something is stuffed with something else, that means it's filled completely with that thing.
Here's another example of how you could use stuffed with in a sentence. The bread is stuffed with fruit.
It's stuffed with fruit and topped with sour cream. If it's topped with something, that means it's covered with something on the top.
Okay, let's use topped with in another sentence. The cake is topped with nuts. So going back to these dumplings, they are stuffed with meat or cheese and topped with sour cream and bacon.
All right, and it's a good thing to keep in mind here,that dumplings come in many different shapes and sizes. Often when we think of dumplings, we're just thinking of an Asian type of dumpling, but in Eastern Europe, they look a bit different.
Many different cultures make many different kinds of dumplings. I certainly would like to try these.
They sound great. The important thing is, in a dumpling, usually there's something stuffed into something else.
And I, for one, really like sour cream. This is a thick, sour dairy product. It's a little bit like the taste of Greek yogurt, but it's a little creamier and a little more sour.
Yeah, I love to add sour cream to dishes when I feel like they're a little too spicy. It makes them a little easier to go down.
I definitely like having some sour cream when I eat Mexican food. Oh, that combination is delicious.
It sure is. All right, what else do we have to see here? Though small, the Baltic states leave a big impression with their storybook cities, natural beauty, and appealing culture.
Yeah, they certainly do sound like wonderful cities to visit. I really like that we've described these cities as having a storybook atmosphere. It helps me paint a picture in my mind of what I can expect. They really do sound like charming cities.
Absolutely. So friends, if you're thinking of traveling to Europe, you might want to broaden your horizons. Many, many people travel to places like Paris or even Madrid, but the truth is, there are a lot of tourists there.
There are so many different places to choose from. So if you're planning a vacation, maybe you could consider these Baltic states. Well, friends, we're not quite done discussing them, so we'll be back with that in just a moment. For now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看强调动词动作的助动词 do, does, did 的用法，意思是真的、确实的。来看课文的这一句 ：Although the country's capitals have a lot in common, they do differ. 虽然这些国家的首都都有许多共同点，但它们确实有所不同。Do 在这里用来与前文做对比，并强调后者的动作属实。例如 ,although my phone is old, it does run well. 或是 ,the restaurant looks quite ordinary from the outside, but it does serve the best pasta in town. 这间餐厅外观看起来很普通，但是它的意大利面确实是镇上最好吃的。
Well, friends, we have come to the end of this month's travel article, so let's take a moment to talk about our talk about it question.When you travel, do you prefer famous places or out-of-the-way ones, and why?
Anne-Marie, I do have an answer to this. I prefer a little bit of both, and I'll put it this way. If I'm going to a place to visit, like an old building or a museum, I prefer to go to the famous places, places that have been around for a long time and that I've heard of before.But when I'm looking for a place to eat, I prefer out-of-the-way ones.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. When I travel, I do tend to prefer those famous places that people know about, and that's just for a very practical reason. It makes it easier for me to plan my trip. It can be difficult to plan a trip to an out-of-the-way place or a place that people don't know a lot about.You can definitely find a lot less information about it online.
Yeah, so if you want to travel to an out-of-the-way place that's not known quite as well, do that during a part of your trip when you haven't planned, and you just go for a walk to see what you can find.
It could just mean taking a few days without planning anything so that you have more time to explore and find things out for yourself. Well, friends, is this a place that you would like to go to? Have you ever considered visiting the Baltic states? If you haven't, maybe you should. That's something you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye! A good friend lasts a lifetime.